first lesson that I like to teach is about lessons, because life is about lessons. The lessons will keep on coming until you learn them, and they come in different forms, shapes, and sizes. I've realized that since I have three daughters and they keep dating the same guy and telling me they're not going to date the same guy. And all of them look different, by the way, but they're the same guy. And so there's a lesson about lessons that's really important. And I get a reminder every month. Some of you heard me speak. I live in California, so shit's expensive there, and they tax you double there, right, Tim? And let's, once again, by the way, let's hear it for Tim Story, my mentor. And Tim has helped me to tell stories around the lessons that I've learned, and those lessons are interesting. So I get this big bill every month for storage. Anybody have shit in storage? They have TV shows about it. My storage is filled with banker's boxes, and those banker boxes are full of notes from college, law school, business school, and about $1 million in personal development. And they are absolutely worthless. And the reason those banker boxes are worthless is because I was one of those students that wrote down every single thing that people said. I gotta know this, I gotta know this, I gotta know this. And then there's people that write down nothing. Only difference between me writing down everything and you writing down nothing is I get a bill. So if you're gonna choose between writing down nothing and writing down everything, choose nothing, it's cheaper. You'll have the same result, you won't remember shit. In fact, one of the rules of being human is that you will forget everything you learn. You will forget every single lesson you learn. But you have the power to remember it, remind yourself of it, and recollect with the omniscient and all-powerful. We have technology today to help us do that. So what I'm going to encourage you to do is to understand your life is about lessons. The lessons are going to keep on coming until you learn them, and you are going to forget every goddamn lesson that you learn. So under that context, what I want you to do is formulate a process to capture the lessons that resonate with you. I want you today to make a commitment to yourself that I am going to create a process knowing that life's about lessons, and I'm going to forget every lesson, but I have the power to remember, remind, and recollect with the omniscient those lessons, but I have to take responsibility by capturing what resonates with you. And let me define what resonates with you, because that's changed for me as well. First, most people think when I go, does this resonate with you? I'm either humble or I'm about to be. That's something that when I heard it, all the hair on my back stood up. Everybody finished lunch? Okay, good. That really resonated with me. But what I found to be more powerful than what resonated with me, what I agreed with strongly to my core, was what I disagreed with. I want you to capture something that you learned today that you're like, nah, that's not for me. And I want you to figure out why it's not for you. Because then you'll appreciate we're all the same, but we're all different. And if you capture everything that resonates with you and create a system to access it, to remember it, remind and recollect the omniscient, I promise you, life will still be about lessons and they'll keep on coming, but you'll make greater progress in your life, greater behaviors towards that progress. You'll live in your divine direction and you'll identify the divine detours that God has given you, the omniscient and all-powerful that you're given in part and parcel to. So I want you to think about that from today on. I have a system to capture what's important to me, the lessons in life that are important to me, that which I subscribe to and that which I unsubscribe to. I have a huge social media following that I never expected. Both Tim and I discussed this. We're like, can you believe two middle-aged mutant turtles like us? We have all these followers. I pay more attention to who's unsubscribing, and I want people to unsubscribe to me. I want them to. I want them to say, Dave Meltzer is not for me, because for every one of those, there's 10 people that are saying, keep doing what you're doing. I'm just not for you, which is fine. And so for all you consummate pleasers out there, start studying what you don't like, what you don't love, because if you get consistent and persistent about what you don't like and love, and you learn to love what you don't like or love, life will tell you all its secrets. God will give you the cheat codes to life. In other words, life becomes easy because he shows you the dis-ease and you minimize the dis-ease and life becomes easy, you are now more connected to what? The omniscient and all-powerful. People ask me all the time, how do you have so much energy? I see you. Is that really you, or is it AI in every single city, every single day? Super Bowl, Pro Bowl, Masters, Kentucky Derby, speeches, meetups, holding courts, videos, digital shows, coaching, whatever you're doing. Is that really you? Yes, it's me, and I'm 57 years old, and I'm not in as good a shape as I was when I was 25. But I know one thing. I interfere less with the omniscient and all-powerful. What does that mean? I know more and I have more energy. Not because I'm creating it, because of what I'm part of. The omniscient and all-powerful. And what's great about the omniscient and all-powerful, he loves me, protects me, and promotes me, and perfects me more than my mom. So I trust it with all the faith in my life. And that's my perspective. You define it like you want. And that's what I'm here to do today, to help you have faith inside yourself where the certainty of yourself lies, and teach you how to use the only certainty outside of you, which is time. See, God, or whatever you believe in, this omniscient, all-powerful that loves you more than your mom, gives you one guarantee in your human experience: 24 hours. That's the only guarantee God gives you. 24 hours guaranteed to all of us every single day of your life, except for the last day of your life, you will be cheated. I hope you're cheated seconds, not minutes or hours. So be it. But if you understand the certainty within and utilize the certainty without, which is time, the only thing certain outside of us, everything else is circumstantial. Everything else in your life is circumstantial except for time. It's varying in its behavior, determined by the mortgage rates, the interest rates, the weather, the flights, your daughters, your sons. It's all circumstantial except for what exists with inside of you and utilizing the human experience according to the 24 hours that God guaranteed you. And so that's what I'm here to do today, is to answer the questions about the circumstances in your life, to get you aligned with your divine direction, to make all detours divine and allow for divine time to reveal to you what you are remembering, reminding, and recollecting with the omniscient and all-powerful. That's what I'm here to do today, to help you with your circumstances, not what's missing, not what you don't have, and not what other people want for you. There's a huge gap between I am and this is what I want people to think I am. A huge gap. And I know there's some kids here today, and I appreciate you being here, because I think that's the biggest energy suck in the universe, is the difference between I am and this is what I want people to think I am. And when we start people and get the perspective of circumstances and say, I am, what am I doing to interfere with it? We're gonna make a lot more progress than we're making today. All right, so instead of me talking to you, I wanna listen for what you need to know, want to know, or hope to know. So we're gonna go ahead and answer questions for the rest of the time. Does that sound fair? All right, then let's all stand up. Stand up real quick, come on. 0 to 1 takes a lot more time than 1 to 100. Who here loves their mom? Yeah, I am a 57-year-old self-proclaimed mama's boy. I adore my mom. I would not be here but for my mom. She raised 5 boys and 1 girl by herself, worked 2 jobs. One is a second grade teacher, packed my dinner in a paper bag almost every single night of my childhood to fill up turnstiles with greeting cards at convenience stores just so we could eat, and made us learn from each other while we were in that station wagon driving around. What I want you to do to get the energy up and get our flow going is I want to cheer for our moms. As loud as you can, let's hear it. Let's hear it for our moms. Come on, it's your mom. Let's hear it. I love you, Mom. All right, now we're ready to ask questions. And I got some killer post-production content of an entire crowd screaming for me. How about that, Tim? You like that? All right, sit down. Who has the first question? Let's go. Right over here.
Microphone, nice. Mr. David, thank you for being here. My name is Jerry. I was just curious. I wanted to know, as you were going up, what was the worst piece of advice you ever received, and what did it teach you?
Worst piece of advice is money would buy love and happiness. And I heard it all around me, right? I heard it all around me that this money was gonna buy me love and happiness. And it was confirmed by the fact that everything in my life that wasn't good was involved money. Financial stress was the only stress in my life. And I believed it. And then I believed it because I started to make money, and everybody not only confirmed it, but my life seemed to be so easy. But what I didn't realize that as you progress in the same behaviors, sooner or later, the truth comes out, right? Good behavior and bad behavior, they aggregate. And so what I learned was my relationship to money after I lost everything. And I realized when I lost everything that money was important. My mission of empowering others to empower others to be happy is based off of three things. I'm really good at making money, and I want to teach other people to do the same. I'm really good at it. I'm really good at helping people, and I want to do the same for others so that they help people. And I'm really good at having fun. And I've never met anyone in my life that makes a ton of money, helps a ton of people, and has a ton of fun that isn't happy. But it's not because money buys me that happiness. It allows me to shop. And I'm here to tell you the lesson that I learned and changed the paradigm for me was I wanted to make a lot of money, not to buy my mom a house and a car, not to prove that I was better than everybody or thought that I could do what they didn't think I could do, or I could create this happiness and joy and fulfillment, but simply the money allows me to shop. And if you shop for the right things, you'll be happy. But you need money to do it. You need money to shop for the right things. And so being able to build communities in Africa, being the chief chancellor of Junior Achievement, we fund over 100 million alumni of entrepreneurs 15 to 25. Now being able, with money, to be the chairman of Napoleon Hill Institute. The seminal personal development hero of my life, Napoleon Hill. If you haven't read Think and Grow Rich, Outwitting the Devil, How to Sell Through Life, if you haven't read any of Napoleon Hill, then do it, and I'll send you the book for free. I don't care, I'll send you my book for free. But it takes money to do that. And I'm spending my money shopping for the right things for the right reasons to change the world. And I do that proudly, and money's an important part of it, but it does not buy me love, and it will not buy me happiness, just allows me to shop. And I promise you shop for the wrong things, you'll end up where I am, with no money. It's that simple. Very good. All right, next question. In the back. Microphone's behind you. We just got finished with the Grammys, so if you can sing, I'm cool.
No, I cannot sing. But David, what challenges you right now?
Always the same thing. I used to think it was my fears that challenged me the most. And then I realized I'd spent millions of dollars on therapy, personal development, to figure out what I'm afraid of. And I've decided I'm not, and I don't care. I don't care what I'm afraid of. What challenged me the most is my reaction to fear, because it's part of my human nature and experience to protect myself when I'm afraid. People call it the ego, right? The ego edges gold, edges goodness, edges growth out of our lives. And so I've made a science out of how I react to fear, because that is my biggest challenge. Accelerating in the wrong direction, creating interference to the omniscient and all-powerful that I talked about because of the way I'm reacting to fear. So I'm constantly looking for the clues and the patterns to make better choices when I'm afraid. And no matter how much money I've made, no matter how much fame and all the amazing things in my life, I wake up thinking, today, I have more money than my grandkids need. Today, I have the best family in the world. I'm so healthy. There's no way I'm gonna wake up tomorrow and be afraid of anything. Bullshit. There it is, the need to be offended, the need to be right, the need to be separate, the need to be inferior, the need to be superior, the need to be anxious, frustrated, angry, worried, resentful, guilty. Shit, I got a Jewish mom. Anybody get guilt from their mom? She's an expert, a third degree black belt in Jewish guilt. All that does is interfere with me and the omniscient and all-powerful. I want as much of the omniscient and all-powerful as I can get. I gotta quit interfering with it. So my biggest struggle every day is, how is it that you logically know this, but you're still pissed off when someone cuts you off? Or you're offended because your brother didn't invite you to the baseball game. You could buy your own goddamn ticket or invite him, but I still get offended. And I waste my time, energy, and emotion in the wrong direction, interfering with the omniscient and all-powerful, instead of what? Practicing the behaviors that make me better to live in a divine direction where what? I can make more money. When I'm guilty, worried, frustrated, angry, I make no money. It stops me from making it. I definitely don't help any people, and I know it's not very much fun. So why the hell am I doing it? It's my biggest struggle because you can't out-logic it, right? You can't out-reason it. You can't out-analyze it. How many people have ever gone to school, had a big test, or something happened in your life, and you spent the night going, let it go, let it go. And then you wake up, let it go. How come it doesn't work? That seems really logical, right? Don't be worried about the test. Don't worry that that girl dumped you. Whatever happened, let it go. And I wake up saying, let it go, because logic doesn't overcome emotion. Don't resist the emotion. Don't go over it, under it, through it, and fight the emotion. There's only one thing to do, stop. So when I react to fear, the biggest struggle in my life, waste my time, emotion, and value, instead of resisting it, going over it, under it, through it, around it, lying to it, cheating it, manipulating and denying it, I just simply stop and breathe and drop down to center, down to ease. That's where, what do? I remind, I remember, and I recollect the omniscient and all-powerful, and I stop interfering with it. Now I can roll into making more money, helping more people, and having more fun. That's everyone's biggest challenge, and you don't need therapy. Not that you shouldn't go to therapy, but you definitely don't need therapy to figure out why you're afraid. You can go to therapy to figure out how not to be as afraid and to shorten the distance of resistance through the wisdom and the faith that you have. Great question, thank you. Who's next? Oh, there you go. Best dressed award goes to?
David, what's your key to unlocking the stage? As a speaker, coach, consultant, how do you get on stages and all that?
So anybody here want to get better at anything? Raise your hand if you want to get better. Let me tell you this amazing thing that I know that nobody else in the world knows. This is worth the money for this.
Practice.
No matter how good you are, if you want to get better, no matter how shitty you are, you want to get better, you got to enjoy what other people don't like or love. You need to enjoy practicing. My friend Jim Mora, who went to the same college as me, is very famous for his commercial on Coors Light. Practice? Yes, practice. Align your behaviors with where you want to be or better and keep on behaving in that manner and enjoying that behavior because other people don't like or love repetition or consistency. My superpower is I enjoy the consistent, persistent pursuit of what I want, my potential. Not yours, not other people's, not what's missing, not what I don't have. I am an expert at enjoying consistent, persistent pursuit. How the hell do you go on live every day? Why would you do? Because I freaking love it. How did I sell all that shit when I was young? Because I learned to love it. I started to look for the light, the love, and the lessons into it, understanding the purpose of what I was doing in the divine direction, seeking it every single day, knowing that human nature hates repetition. I tell people all the time, I'm a great coach, teacher, and mentor because I'm annoying. I am I'm a great parent as well because I am annoying. What's the two most annoying things about your parent and you as a parent? One, you're honest. It's annoying to your kids when you're honest. Too repetitive. Guess what? The only way people actually improve their behaviors and their practice is you need to be honest and annoying to them and repetitive. Again and again, don't do that. Do this repetitively. So that secret of unlocking stages, every single day I practice this. And the greatest thing is I was born with a higher basement skills and knowledge than I was for football. I wish my basement would have been as high in football, which I truly love. I didn't have to ever have to learn to love practicing football. I love it. I love playing with my son, and I suck worse than I did when I was in college. But it's the delta that creates your life, the desire to enjoy and learn to enjoy the consistent, persistent pursuit of your potential. You know, Tim talked today. I love his speech, right? He talked about something that we work on. There's a natural competition, right? Oh, why'd they hire Tim Story instead of David Meltzer? Or Ed Mylett? You know, more people lined up for Ed than they did Dave Meltzer. Oh, good. Because he's on his journey. And within the context of the omniscient and all-powerful, by the way, and what I teach, and they're launching, by the way, anyone ever been to Ike's Loves and Sandwiches? It's my favorite place. He's honoring me with the More Than Enough sandwich. Meltzer, more than enough sandwich. It's a no po' boy. You feel me? It's a no po' boy sandwich. You'll see it at all 120 stores. Order it because it's a reminder there's more than enough of everything for everyone. So you don't have to worry how much money Tim and I make. There's plenty for you. You don't have to worry about how many stages I step on. There's plenty for you. How many interviews, whatever it is, picture it in your mind because we live in an omniscient, all-powerful, infinite, abundant system of everything for everyone. That's what you need to believe, and it is. If somebody would have told me that one human being would make $1 billion when I was 21 years old, I would have literally told them they were high. That would be impossible. No human being can make $1 billion. Now, it's like being a millionaire. Because why? There's more than enough money for everybody. You just have to be intentional about what you do, say, think, feel, and believe in order to receive it, see what you're given, and ask for more. All right, very good. Next, anywhere in here, in the very back, young man.
Hey, David, thank you for taking the time to talk to us and answer questions. I'm a 22-year-old man, and I just started my own company in commercial real estate. And pretty much all the pieces are kind of falling into place right now. But the one thing that I'm struggling with is having external investors actually park their money with me. And the consistent question through everyone has been, how am I going to navigate through my youth and lack of track record? And that's something I've been really struggling with. So I wanted to ask you how you would recommend me to speak to investors and people who have been in the industry for a long time for someone who hasn't been and doesn't have that track record.
Beautiful question. I'm going to give you a piece of advice. Whether you're 12, 22, 32, 42, 52, or 62, ask for help. So you're 22 years old. I've lost more money than you would know what to talk about. And so the biggest mistake I made at 22 is I didn't ask for help. The first thing that you need to do when you know what you want and what he wants is investors for real estate. That's what, he stated it clearly. He's intentional about it. He's willing to do whatever it takes. He has a desire that he must be what he can be. So what's the next step? Who? Exactly. The fastest way to learn about investment and to get investment dollars is find someone that has raised a shitload of money in real estate. I'm raising my hand because I can help you. He's paid the dummy tax already. I paid more dummy tax. I don't care about California tax. Dummy tax cost me everything I ever made, and it was about to cost me everything I was going to make in real estate that invested and raised a ton of money and said, can you help me? Do you know anyone that can help me? Would it help you if I did this for you? Shadowed them, met the people, all the things that mentors, coaches, and teachers do. Yeah, go ahead.
Follow-up question for you. David, could you help me?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And look, absolutely. And I, like I said, it's not just the knowledge, it's who I know, right? I am building a neighborhood of people. I have a private networking group of just people that want to help each other and know people that can help each other. And I want all of you to join it. Just email me directly or take my cell phone down. I literally, david@dmeltzer.com. It's not complicated. You can Google it. I give people my cell phone, 858-688-3294. And I'm amazed. Thousands of people. And yet people are too afraid to ask for help. So they won't call and they won't email. I literally, with my friends like Tim Story and I, we can help everyone. Because if we can't help you, we know someone that can at the highest level. So thank you. And please call me or email me. I'm happy. I'll put you first on the list because you asked first. Thank you. This way.
Yeah, it was a lot easier when I wasn't making any money, but how can we be better stewards of the money that God gives us as we are starting to grow and becoming successful?
How are we better stewards with money? Number one, work on your relationship with money and your relationship to God. So when we work on our relationship with money, inherently within that, money is an energy. The same as maybe your God is this omniscient and all-powerful energy that loves, protects, and promotes you. And so money deals as an energy with three characteristics. One, it aggregates on itself. You ever hear the rich get richer? It's actually God. The rich get richer, it's in the Bible. It's an energy. Energy attracts like energy. Money's an energy, it's going to attract more money. Two, it accelerates. All energy accelerates on itself. So not only does it aggregate, it accelerates. That means money comes faster when you have the right relationship with God and money. God doesn't say you shouldn't have any money when he says, oh, live humbly. It doesn't say you live humbly poor. It says you are part of an abundant, infinite, unified system of thought with more than enough of everything for everyone and more than enough energy for you. So it aggregates and accelerates. Here's where God is good for me and my relationship with God and money, to be a good steward of my money and use it in my divine direction, not use it to interfere with my divine direction, is like everything else God gives us, it's exponential. Noah's Ark, it's exponential. And so there's nothing better than your money becoming exponential in its outcomes. What three things do you want from your money? I want my money to aggregate, track more money by itself. I want it to accelerate, come faster, appease my human nature. But there's one thing I definitely know about my money. I want it to exponentially grow. I don't want it to be a dollar a day, then one more dollar each day. I'm a tube, food in, food out, a dollar a day, food in. Everybody done eating? Okay, good. I want it to be $1, $4, $8, $16, $32. That's how rich people get rich. Not because they have a relationship with just God. They have a relationship that money is a part of God and I'm going to be a divine steward. And every detour God gives me in my money, I know that's divine as well. And instead of feeling punished, I'm going to feel protected, promoted, loved, and perfected. Look for the light, the love, and the lessons. Live in gratitude with accessibility and productivity in mind with the acceleration, aggregation, and compounding of outcomes. Help you? Austin, go ahead. Thank you. Austin.
I had two questions quick, but first off, it's easy to be happy and easy to say life is great and everything, when everything's going awesome, right? Deals are everything, you know, the people, everything's falling into place, I would say. On days and times when everything is falling apart, what do you tell yourself when you're alone, you wake up in the morning and you think, yesterday was bad? What do you say to yourself to carry on and have a good day? And to make it right.
Yeah, so time is the variable he's talking about, right? He said, when you have a bad day, we gotta practice not having bad days. We can have bad minutes and moments. And so for me, I have two words that I use when something that appears in my life, an outcome happens that the evidence says, this happening is no evidence you're gonna get to where you wanna be, David. Or worse, a lot of times in our lives, being in a wheelchair, I'm sure you feel at times the evidence is contrary to where you think you want to be or better. And let me tell you two words that are the most impactful words. And I want you to remind yourself the simple things to do are simple not to do. But I will put a life guarantee on these two words that there's nothing else in life that will impact you more than these two words. And it's free and it takes 0.1 seconds. And you just got to do it before you go to bed and when you wake up. Thank you. And I know shit still will happen to me and you. That is not evidence of where I want to be, and it's going to be contrary. And the two words I say when it happens as I stop, drop, and roll is thank you, God. Humbly, I don't know or understand. I don't, but I have faith. You are protecting me, promoting me, perfecting me, and it's just a matter of time. Just a matter of time. I'm just stupid. I just don't understand. And I have faith. And so I thank you. I thank you for what I don't understand. I thank you for no evidence, and I thank you for contrary evidence, but I thank you. 0.1 seconds. The greatest thought leaders. Tim Story is really close friends with Oprah. Jack Canfield's my friend. Bob Proctor. I'm the chairman of Napoleon Hill Institute. Every one of these thought leaders in the world, and I asked them, what's the most powerful thing that I can do in order to effectuate my divine direction? And they said, be grateful. Say thank you. It's free, takes 0.1 seconds. Here's the thing. By tonight, everyone's shaking their head just like usual. Everybody, if I ask them, anyone believe thank you will impact your life? Gratitude's the best thing. Everybody's like, yeah, I'm grateful. By tonight, you won't say thank you. Half of you, by tomorrow morning, won't say thank you. Within 3 days, almost all of us will forget to say thank you. I'm asking you, remind, remember, and recollect with God and just say thank you. You could tie a whole bunch of things afterwards. You just say thank you. I promise you, you will impact your life in the positive divine direction in which it was meant to be. I have been able to find light, love, and lessons in darkness that you, most of you could not imagine. And I know one thing by doing so, it takes one particle of light to overcome a million particles of darkness. So say thank you. Thank you. Over here? Just so you know, too, I answer questions every day. I know we got 3 minutes left. So please join me. I give access to people to me every day. I have paid a shitload of dummy tax. You don't have to pay it. So please keep asking me questions. I hang out as long as I can.
Hey, I'm David. I'm from Charlotte.
Great name.
Yeah, we met earlier about that. So I know you work with a lot of successful entrepreneurs. And my big question is, and I have two questions if you don't mind. One is the key mind shift that you have or habits that separate those that actually thrive and those that struggle with business. And then since I'm in the non-alcoholic and functional beverage space, it's a fairly new market and there's a lot of big players right now. So my question is for that is what is kind of like a good, what's that branding stickiness that would require and like the long-term customer loyalty, like how do you retain that?
Beautiful. So the first one is understanding what we're doing to interfere with it. So for me, the biggest mindset change is wisdom and faith. When I seek wisdom from the people who have it and then have faith that I don't know what I don't know, when I use wisdom and faith to shorten that distance of resistance, I'm shifting a paradigm from I'm going to, or I want to, or I am going to, I need more of, all these things that are faithless, I now say, I am. I wake up every morning and I just say, God, thank you because I am happy, I am healthy, I am worthy, and I am wealthy. Please guide me to what I'm doing to interfere with it because I know I'm part of an omniscient and all-powerful source. So shift the paradigm from trying to go get shit and figure out what you're doing to interfere with what you already have, including your why. So many people are searching for their why. You should be applying your why to what is interfering with your why, not thinking you have lost your why or somehow you can find it. It's all faith and wisdom. And then in a more practical matter to finish up, in any company that you're branding, remember it's about your frequency. Your frequency is defined by your true capability, the skills, the knowledge of who and what, and the desire or the energy that's in it. The most successful companies don't look in a linear time frame. They simply look, how well am I articulating the value of my frequency? You see, there's a mathematical equation in business. Are you providing more value than you're asking for? Quantitatively, in that essence of who you are. And most people don't even understand value. Let me simplify it as we finish up because this changed my life as well, besides the paradigm shift of what am I doing to interfere with it. Only two ways you can provide value to anyone, personally or professionally. And it's human nature that dictates this. One, give people more of what they like, more of what's working, and more of what they know. Second way you give value, take away what people don't like, what's not working, and what they don't know. Think about that tonight. So if you're not able to articulate in your brand the value to exceed what you're asking for at your essence, the capabilities of your product, then you will not be able to aggregate, accelerate, and compound the community of people that are gonna buy from you and sell for you. And every great brand has those two types of people, people buying from them and selling for them. Look at Apple, Tesla, Amazon. What do they have? Tons of people. I'm still selling Amazon every day. I might be too old still, but every time I order a package on a Sunday and it comes in 2 hours, I'm like, there is a God. Like I went to church and temples and monastery. I've been everywhere. Nothing proves to me on a Sunday more than getting a 12 pack of Titleist Pro Vs in 2 hours before my tea time delivered to my door. At a discount, free shipping. Thank you, God. Provide value, learn to articulate the quantitative value of what you're asking for, know what value is. Have wisdom and seek wisdom by not only asking for it, but helping others with yours. I promise you, you will make a lot of money, help a lot of people, and have a lot of fun. God bless all of you.